Dale Maupin figured the same kind of mental toughness that helped him survive the war in Iraq would get him through the transition to life back at home. After all, he was a Marine, conditioned to believe he was invincible.
The few, the proud, you know, I mean, that's something that's ingrained in our brain the second we get off the bus.
But that mantra was no match for the emptiness and sadness that Maupin found framing his post-military life.
Unfortunately, a lot of it stems from just not being able to find yourself anymore, not having that pride of belonging, not having that strength that you had that was behind you for so many years. And you start to feel alone, and you start to drown your sorrows and all these feelings and emotions deep inside a bottle or through a needle.
Maupin says he also agonized over the deaths of two fellow Marines while serving in Iraq in 2008, Richard Nelson of Kenosha and Dean Opica of Waukesha. They all belonged to Milwaukee-based Fox Company. Maupin says the two were beautiful human beings, and the explosion and fire that took their lives haunts him.
You know, I hate to say something so vivid, but, you know, if I'm at a cookout and somebody's burning the food, it brings back these memories, you know, it brings back those feelings, the smells, the chill, you know, it's a desert, but you still feel the chill that was creeping down your spine that entire time. You're helpless.
Maupin says in the years after leaving Iraq, he was an out-of-work junkie. The 27-year-old says he had become addicted to painkillers in the service, and when he got out, started injecting heroin. He remembers the day he checked himself into the Milwaukee VA hospital.
The second I walked in there, I told the nurse, I remember I said, you know, I'm a little embarrassed, but I'm a drug addict and I don't want to be, was my exact words. And she tried to assure me as well as she could, and it's like, we're going to take care of you. We're not going to leave you behind, you know. And those were words that, you know, really strike a chord with you. I mean, what's the philosophy of every military member? Never leave a man or woman behind.
The VA gave Maupin medical care right away. But he got stuck when he sought compensation for his military disabilities, PTSD, and back pain. The VA took more than a year to process his claim. Maupin says fortunately he had a supportive family, and by that time a job, so waiting for the money wasn't a huge problem. But he says many other veterans aren't as lucky, and for them, the claims backlog at the VA is unacceptable.
You know, when you have these people in these devastating situations that, you know, need the money to, you know, keep a roof over their head so Child Protective Service doesn't get involved and try to take their children because they can't pay the rent and the food, that's a little disconcerting, knowing that the funds are needed so heavily.
We're very concerned.
Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
I'm very hard-pressed to walk out of my door anywhere in my district and not come upon some disgruntled veteran who says that it's been 2 years since he has gotten any kind of word about his claim.
As thousands of veterans have returned from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the number of disability claims has inundated the Department of Veterans Affairs. The backlog has gotten even worse recently as Vietnam vets have begun filing claims for additional medical conditions related to Agent Orange exposure, such as type 2 diabetes. Beth McCoy works for the agency. She says it has a stack of 324,000 claims that have been pending for more than 4 months. But things are improving.
Overall, the wait times have come down significantly across the system. And in 2015, we will hit the goal of no claim pending more than 125 days.
Tomorrow, we'll report on how the VA plans to meet its goal. One practice may actually be increasing the time it takes for some vets to get compensation for their injuries. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.